Hello, friends. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW here on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I hope you all enjoyed the interview with James von Prague during the first hour. He's a fascinating man and one of my favorite people. And during my second hour now, I'll be interviewing a really interesting fellow named Townsend Fairmont. He's experienced in transcendental meditation. He had a time travel experience years ago, which he stepped into the fifth and higher dimensions and actually saw the new earth in what he called the golden age. He'll be sharing that experience with him. He's a wonderful person who specializes in meditation, and he also helps people with some other fascinating things, including debt elimination, asset protection, and common law trust. But we'll get into that later in the program. But he's a very interesting man, and I know you'll really enjoy hearing him. I just wanted to make a couple of short announcements now. I'm having a wonderful conference. Two conferences coming up. One is called the Cosmic Awareness Fair on January 21st in Olympia, Washington, at the Washington RV Events Center. It's at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia. That's free, and I'll be giving a presentation on the Immortal Peace Project at 1 o'clock that day, and you're all welcome to come. And second, we'll also be having a what I call the Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, at the same location. At a place called Harmony Hall, which is a beautiful place, a very harmonious, peaceful place. And I wanted to talk with my good friend Carolyn White about that. She's a wonderful psychic and aura reader, and I really respect her, and we wanted to talk a few minutes about the conference, and then we'll go to Tanzan here in the studio. He's here. Carolyn, hi. Welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Well, good afternoon, Ted, and good afternoon to all of your listeners. Very happy and prosperous New Year's to you all.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. You know, I so enjoy talking to you and your husband, Jerry, because as we're all psychics, some of our conversations are simply out of this world. Some of the things
right.
That come up. You channel Matthias and other great spirits, and I channel Professor Einstein and Nostradamus, and President Kennedy, and we all have this interesting conversation going crossways about six or seven or eight different ways sometimes. And but I wanted to talk to you about the conference that I'm having in Olympia on March 10, 11, and 12. What will you be doing there, Carolyn?
Well, I will be giving a presentation, and it will be about energy. Mm-hmm. And also I'm going to talk about there's the seven principles of hermetic wisdom, which mm-hmm. really shape our three-dimensional world. Mm-hmm. And they follow along the lines of thought and vibration, which are the key ones. Mm-hmm. And this echoes the work of Dr. Emoto. So I'm going to be talking about that, doing a bit of demonstration to show you how your thoughts affect your energy field. So you are in control of your world around you.
Mm-hmm.
You are a very powerful spiritual being.
Mm-hmm.
And also that you can affect with others in this world. If you want to make it a more positive world, then you are the start of that. It all begins with going inside of each one of us and radiating that vibration and having the thoughts and getting this group consciousness going in that direction of helping the world be a peaceful place, a more loving place, healing in the waters of this world, our atmosphere. So I'm going to be that's a bit what I'm going to be talking about. I haven't quite come up with a brilliant title yet, and I'm sure by March I will do so.
You've got plenty of time. And for people who'd like to register, the website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And for the 3D event, it's $197, or if you just want to come for one day, it's $97. After the conference, too, I'm bringing in Dr. Yoshi, who's one of the world's most famous Hado healers from Japan, Tokyo, Japan. He'll be there giving demonstrations of his Hado machines and also doing some healing on March 14th and 15th of 2017 at the conference. And one of the things too, that one of the people there, of course, will be Michiko Hayashi. She's the head of the Emoto Peace Project. And I know that from what Michiko told me, and that Dr. Moto used to say, that diseases are actually caused by dis-ease or the wrong hado or vibration. And before he passed away in 2014, she has told me that Dr. Moto successfully helped about 10,000 people with these hado machines.
Yes.
That is just amazing.
And it is all about vibration. And
right. Your
thoughts are the great generator of actions and words, and send out vibrations. And this is the thing with Dr. Moto's work, that he showed how words and thoughts directed towards water, plants, affected the way that the water crystals grew, how the plants grew.
Wow.
So this is so amazing and such wonderful work, and it's something that if we as a species are going to grow and ascend, this is knowledge and wisdom in a practical way, too, that each one of us needs to be aware of, to know, to embrace, and to practice.
Absolutely. I know from my conversations with both Corey Good and Randy Kramer on of the Secret Space Program last year in 2015, that they use a type of hado or vibrational machine in medical facilities in the Secret Space Program, where if somebody, for example, Corey Good said that if somebody, and Randy Kramer said, if somebody has cancer, they simply lay down in this machine, they program it to the right vibration to get rid of the cancer, and it's, snap your fingers, gone for good.
Yes.
And amazing, just amazing.
It is. Well, if you think about it, how we're formed, and I talk about the chakras, how it brings in the energy, and we are coalesced beings of light and energy,
right. But
we're also celestial geometry. Are the sacred geometric forms, and when we encounter dis-ease or something happens in our life, it's because this sacred geometry, our energy pattern, has become misaligned. It's getting the wrong message. It's
right. Like
not tuning in to what our higher self or perfect vibration source. So
right. This
is the medicine, really, of the future, is realigning our energy grid.
Right. Well, I'm so happy that Tenzin is here today, because in a few minutes he's going to come on the air and talk about meditation techniques. It's how he's found his own inner truth, and I certainly want him to talk about that. But anyway, Carolyn, well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, and as a tribute to Dr. Moto, I'd like to play my friend Charlie's song. It's his water song that he wrote a couple of months ago as a tribute to Dr. Moto, and Charlie will be there at the conference, and we will be playing it, so I'd like to play that now, if we could.
Okay. Just one other thing here, too, is that Charlie will also be at the other fair that you mentioned, the Cosmic Awareness, Wellness, and Intuitive Fair.
Okay, good.
Which is January 21st, which is coming up in, well, that would be, what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
And you are also going to be there, and you're doing the presentation at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the message from water. You're also going to be talking about the Hado machines and Dr. Yoshi's work. This is a free event. So if any of your listeners out there are interested, you can meet Charlie, who wrote this beautiful song, because, like I said, he's going to be at the January conference as well. You can talk to Ted. We have 3 other classes during the day, which are all free, just 30 vendors there. Wonderful presentations, and that is at 9101 at Steilacoom Road Southeast in Harmony Hall. And if you want more information on that, you can go to the website chakracoach.me, so that's chakracoach.me. MD, and there's a tab there at the right-hand upper section for the Cosmic Awareness Fair. And like I said, you can find out all about this. Ted's going to be doing registrations at the time for the Galactic Wisdom Conference, which is also in the same venue at 9101 Steilacoom Road Southeast in Olympia, Harmony Hall. And I'm sure that Ted, when he's there, he'd love to take your questions. You can meet him in person and browse all of the other wonderful people that are at the venue. So we'll see you there at the Cosmic Awareness Fair, January 21st. And then, of course, at the Galactic Wisdom Conference, which is Friday, March 10th through Sunday, March 12th. And you have a website for that, don't you, Ted?
I sure do. And we're going to be updating it this weekend. At www.galacticwisdomconference.com. It's not completely updated, but it will be updated this weekend. I have to tell you, I've been writing my book, Messages from the Masters, with messages from Professor Einstein and Jack Kennedy and Nostradamus and other wonderful spirits, and I've been just doing that for weeks, and I finally finished it a couple days ago. The book's done. And
Yes,
I gave you, gave you guys a copy to review. So it's finally done, and it was exhausting, but now I can do other things. So anyway.
And Jerry's in the living room right now going through the book, reading it.
Oh, it's very kind of him. Tell him thank him so much. I'll bring him something nice from Italy, back from Italy. Maybe some pasta or some wine. I guess wine is cheaper than water there, but we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Carolyn. Have a beautiful day. And Eric, if you could play that couple minutes of that song, and then we'll go right to Tansen, my friend here.
Actions, thoughts, and words are in energy. One day we heard Dr. Emoto say, to help us understand this, it is water. And now I hope to show you the way. Discovered ice, water, crystals hold all our actions, emotions, and words. A wise teacher and true spirit with love for us all. His dream was to help heal the world. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water binds all of life together. On land, the seas, and air, holds the energy of all of our actions. He discovered and now chose to share. Simple but profound, you see. The water within and without us can guide our humanity. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals. crystals of beauty or water crystals deformed. Depends on what we say, think or do. Water crystals of beauty or water crystals deformed. Depends on what we say.
Isn't that a beautiful song? Charlie put that together, and I think he had angelic help putting it together. He's just such a wonderful artist. He lives locally here in Lakewood, Washington, just south of Tacoma in Seattle, and he will be at the Cosmic Awareness Fair, which is free on January 21st, and also he'll also be coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference, which is March 10, 11, and 12. The first day is free on the 10th, and the capacity of the venue where I've reserved it is 1,080 people, so that's a lot of people. I'll let you know if we have more than 1,000 people there and you can't come, but that's a lot of folks. And I want to introduce my friend Tansen. Tansen, hey, good afternoon. Happy New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Tansen is experienced in transcendental meditation. He's also the founder of what's called Brilliance in Commerce and a consultant on debt elimination, common law trust, and asset protection. He'll explain how deep meditation techniques will help people shift into the fourth and higher dimensions. He'll also, I want to ask him about this too, a time travel experience he had in 1976 in which he stepped into the completed golden age that's now in the Earth's very near future, and he says is already now forming, and I think he's right. He saw the enlightenment, the prosperity, the beauty, and glory of it in grand detail. Without any doomsday or third world war. He'll be talking about how people can meditate in preparation for the new earth and also help people, how we can help people with debt elimination and asset protection. So it's an interesting conversation. But I first, for my listening audience, I wanted, if you could say a little bit about meditation, how did you get interested in that in 10 words or less?
Hi, Ted.
Hi.
My illustrious brother, Ted, you are a treasured light weaver of the rainbow bridge of the... And you're a star visionary of the galactic universe, and it's been a transmillennial reincarnationary privilege getting to know you, and thank you so much for having me on your show. And to you, our cherished listeners, my fellow celestial co-creators, as you may know, the secret to fantastic creativity is going into the fourth state of consciousness after waking, dreaming, and sleeping every day, in which infinity is experienced. This is what I'd like to share with you. For the ticket to the infinite inner consciousness, write to me and I will send you the information on Sri Vidya Raja Yoga. That's S-R-I, V as in victory, I-D-H, well, Y-A. So Sri Vidya means supreme wisdom, Raja, R-A-J-A, which means royal, and yoga, Y-O-G-A. So to write to me, go to the website freethisworld.com. And click on Contact Us. So that's Free This World, F as in freedom, R-E-E-T-H-I-S-W-O-R-L-D.com. Freethisworld.com.
And what a great name. What a great name.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. Yeah.
Well, you know, for those of us who are out of this world, we also want to free this world.
Well, we have not only people on this planet listening, but my friends from Professor Einstein, Jack Kennedy, and Nostradamus, they're all listening today,
wow,
too. I know they're here. They came in there in the last hour.
This is a multidimensional show.
Absolutely. And then I've got my friends in the Galactic Alliance who are also listening,
wow,
too. So, but I wanted to ask you this experience you had, before we go on to other things, of this time travel experience you had in 1976 about seeing the new Earth and how you got there. I mean... Were you meditating deep when this happened? Did you drink too much? What happened exactly?
Well, first, I'll get right into that. I wanted to mention on the website, you'll also see America's most successful credit card and student loan debt cancellation system and the world's best trust, the trust the Illuminati used to use, and now the light beings, weavers of the Rainbow Bridge and bringers of the dawn, are using for peaceful purposes. I'll share more about these gifts in a few minutes, but first... Yeah, more about the Golden Age and the Fourth State. I wish to share with you the time travel experience I had in Switzerland in 1976, in which I stepped into the completed Golden Age on this planet. Everything I foresaw in that trip to the future is now unfolding. It is awesome. We are right now very close to a planetary manifestation of this golden age in a way that will blow the minds of most people in a good way. It is fulfillment of the Shambhala prophecy, George Washington's vision, sovereignty consciousness, the cosmic renaissance, enlightenment in the arts, and some other fascinating aspects of the alignment with the center of the galaxy and the great central sun. The secret to fantastic creativity is going into the fourth state of consciousness every day in which infinity is experienced. Millions of dollars just bring more desires. It is a famous story that even kings and billionaires don't spend more time in states of happiness than the average person, and they often suffer even more. Only unboundedness, unlimitedness, unfathomable freedom, infinity, is totally satisfying to our souls. And that is why daily direct experience of the unbounded ocean of bliss consciousness, physically experienced in the fourth state, in which the breathing slows down, the brain waves go into delta, the oxygen consumption becomes twice as deep as deep sleep, and super awareness is felt at the same time. Only this state, which has been experienced by masters throughout history, both East and West, is the fountainhead of creativity. It is this state that I've been going into daily and millions of other people around the world. I had my first breakthrough at age 19, and that was a long time ago. And millions of people worldwide go into this state every day. Mm-hmm. That is what the world needs, is more people experiencing that. It's repeated alternation of this state with waking, dreaming, and deep sleep every day that develops into ascension, enlightenment, and realization. It's from that state that thoughts become more powerful, manifest more quickly. I heard a funny story that two guys were discussing the philosophical truth that what you think about most, you become. Mm-hmm. "Oh my God," cried one, "I'm going to become a woman." It is from this wellspring of infinite creativity in the unbounded ocean of the unified field in daily deep meditation that the heart overflows mm-hmm. with love and happiness. The mind becomes more clear and intuitive. The body becomes healthy and free from disease. And one radiates super radiance into the surrounding environment. This is how to create a better world, by effortlessly resting in the deep peace of infinite consciousness and effortlessly observing the awesome power of the inner splendor rising up to shine forth in all one's affairs. You know why a smile increases your prosperity?
No, why?
Because it raises your face value. It's good to smile. It's
good.
A lot easier than frowning. Mm-hmm. This has been proven by medical science. Did you know that to frown, you have to use 64 muscles, whereas to smile, you only need 13 muscles?
Really?
Yeah.
So it's easier to smile to people than to be frowned. That's amazing.
That's right.
Interesting. Okay, thank you. Very good information. There was
once a lecturer who announced to his audience that the world would probably end in 7 billion years. Mm-hmm. "How long did you say?" came a terrified voice from the rear. 7 billion years, he said. "Oh, thank goodness," said the voice. "I thought for a moment you had said 7 million. So, yeah, basically, four states of consciousness we go into every day, every day. There is that alternation. And the purpose of creation, what is the purpose of creation? The infinite expansion of happiness. Mm-hmm. Creation already has an infinite state of happiness, but that is infinitely expanding. And that's our reason for being, our raison d'être. Mm-hmm. is to expand that happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing to go for is 200% of life, 100% inner fullness and 100% outer fullness. Any priest who tells you you can't have both is lying to you. There is an ancient wisdom, Purnamida, Purnamidam. It means fullness in this, the relative ever-changing manifest universe, and fullness in that, the absolute non-changing unmanifest isness.
Mm-hmm.
An old man had come for the first time to a big city, and he was standing amazed, looking at the high skyscrapers. Then he saw an old woman, very old woman, entering into a cabin. He did not understand that it was an elevator. He watched to see what happened, and when the elevator opened again, a young woman came out. He said, "My God, if I had known, I would have brought my old woman with me. This is great science." The four ends of human existence are dharma, which means right action, artha, A-R-T-H-A, which means wealth, sama, which means happiness, and moksha, which means liberation, enlightenment. You can have anything you want. Whatever you put your attention on grows in your life. So why not put your attention on the ultimate reality? Then you can have it all. Jaime Goldberg goes into the synagogue and he says, "Oh, dear God, please let me win the lottery." Then he leaves the synagogue and he goes home. Nothing happens that day, so he returns to the synagogue the next day. "Please, God," beseeches Jaime, "please won't you let me win the lottery?" He goes home and again there's no results, so he arrives back in the synagogue the following morning. "Almighty God," wails Jaime, "I beg of you, let me win the lottery." Suddenly he hears a booming voice from above. "Jaime," thunders God, "meet me at least halfway. Buy a lottery ticket."
That's funny. That's funny.
You can have anything you want, but you have to at least buy the cosmic ticket. That means you have to pay the price of attention on the source of creativity, the fountain of love light, the thousand-petal lotus, the supreme wisdom. Now, I'd like to share with you two of the great treasures of knowledge that have come my way that have been helping hundreds of people gain greater freedom. While each of us is working towards and waiting for the moment when the administration of global resources is totally in the hands of the light, these two treasures of knowledge have been compassionately liberating people from debts and taxes, which are two of the main wheels of the dark cabal's old disappearing enslavement machine. Those who are free of debts have been liberated from one major burden, and those who are operating free from income tax are liberated from the other. Once having tasted that freedom, and once having grown into the maturity of individual sovereignty, endowing one with the wisdom to best handle that freedom, one never turns back. It's incomparable.
Pardon me for interrupting, Townsend, but I wanted to share this with you. One of the things that James von Prague talked about during my first hour is that we are all sovereign beings.
Yes.
And when he said that, that was a very beautiful statement because I thought of your work.
Yes.
Because you help people become sovereign beings, I think.
Yes.
And you do it two ways. You do it through meditation, which people who do meditate, and it's not, and I think when you do meditate, it's always good, if possible, to be in an area where there's nature, mm-hmm. because you connect with Mother Earth, the Gaia, the spirit around all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can spend time in nature, if you've had a busy day, to spend time in nature, either like a walk in a park or on a beach or somewhere. If you're in a busy city, it's a little harder, but you can still do it if you find like a park. Today it's cold outside here in Seattle, and I took a walk this morning and I ended up getting my forehead a little bit frostbitten because it still stings now because it was cold. It must have been about 10 degrees above zero. I don't know. It was chilly. But it's always good to do that. And the second way, of course, is through your financial program, which is interesting too. But people are we're all powerful spiritual beings, and I think we're destined with the supreme being to co-create a beautiful, loving, harmonious planet, peaceful
yes.
planet.
Yes.
You know, and years ago, I got pretty tired. I don't know about you, Townsend, but I got pretty tired of people, saying that there's going to be doom and gloom at the end of the world. And I thought, well, that's kind of silly, in a way. I always thought it was kind of nonsense. My foster mother, who taught me how she helped me develop my psychic abilities. She said back in the 30s, when she was a little girl, that there were people proclaiming the end of the world back then.
Right.
And there were actually people who sold all their worldly possessions.
Wow.
And they gave it all to this guru. I don't know, some lady back in the 30s. And then they go to sleep one night, expecting the world to be ended, and they get up the next day and they said, "I've just given all my wealth away, and I have nothing left, and the world's supposed to end, and still happening." This happened to me back in 2000 when I was listening to Art Bell back then, and he kept saying the world would end on January 1st, 2000. So I ended up buying a nice house in an isolated rural area in a place called Chihuila, north of Spokane, and isolated myself. I bought $2,000 worth of freeze-dried food. And I had my cat with me and turned off the lights on December 31st. Next morning, I wake up and cat's still there, still purring. The lights are working, TV works, radio works. And I'm thinking, the world didn't end. Anyway, so I appreciate your work in helping people to become powerful spiritual beings.
Did you hear what the comedian Swami Beyonananda said about that?
No, no.
He said, people say the sky is falling, the sky is falling, and I say, well, it just looks that way because we are ascending.
Well, that's funny. That's funny. But we are ascending, and I think that's a very beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's important for people who do feel stressed out, if you want to meditate, spend time in nature if you can.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in beautiful Florida where it's 85 degrees or 80 degrees, go take a walk on the beach.
Yes.
You know, if you're up in Seattle here in a cooler climate, or in Sweden or Norway, even though it is cold, do take a walk outside. And but go ahead, Tanzan. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to add to your presentation.
Well, as you know, we're giving everyone inner and outer freedom. So the inner freedom, and it goes beyond what normally is defined as meditation, because normally meditation means thought, thinking, contemplation, concentration.
Right.
And I'm talking about going beyond all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about when we use the word transcendental, it means beyond. You know, it means going into no mind, going into pure consciousness.
I was going to ask you what transcendental meant. So that's
right.
What that means. That's a difference in just meditation.
Beyond. Right.
I
absolutely.
See.
Most
okay.
forms of meditation, you're thinking about this, you're contemplating about that, or
right.
you're concentrating on something.
Right.
Whereas this is instead going into an altered state of consciousness where you go into the pure sky of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
the pure isness, the
mm-hmm.
silence,
mm-hmm.
the... the pure awareness, and that is what is rejuvenating to the nervous system and to the whole being. And so,
I have to ask you a question. Hope you don't mind. Have you spent time in India? At an ashram there?
Yes.
What was that like?
Well, you have these peaks of human consciousness that just don't seem to be found anywhere else in this world. It's not that we are biased towards India,
mm-hmm.
but.
Mm-hmm.
Show me anywhere else in the world where you can find people like that. There are these masters who have evolved into these states, and the evidence is all around them mm-hmm. of these powers that they have and their ability to help us mm-hmm. move into those states as well. And, of course, you have to avoid the false ones. You have to know how to distinguish mm-hmm. the real ones from the false ones.
Sure. But, sure. Where did you go in to your ashram? It's because people may want to do it. That's how I'm asking.
I visited about, maybe 20 or 30 different ones. But
okay.
Actually, the best ones have centers in the West, here in America, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that document I offered, if people go to freethisworld.com and contact us, I can send I'll have my customer person send you the document on Sri Vidya Raja Yoga. And there's a list of sites, websites, centers, resources in that. But yeah, Maharishi, Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, Satya Sai Baba, Her Holiness Sri Mata Amritananda Mayi, Sri Bhagavan and Amma of Oneness University. Many of them. The Art of Living course, Deepak Chopra. Have these methods of going into supreme wisdom, you know, into the pure consciousness, and not just contemplating the subtle realms, you know.
I've heard that there's a city in on the east coast of India, which is based upon, if I'm not mistaken, meditation principles, and they have no government, no police.
You mean Auroville?
That's right.
Yeah.
Nothing regulates anything, and it works just fine.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's an example of the future, where we won't need government to regulate human behavior because everybody will be connected to Source, the Supreme Being, treat each other with love and respect and harmony, and they will know how to live.
That's founded by Aurobindo and his partner, the Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Golden City, also near the east coast of South India, a
mm-hmm.
More modern city created recently, created by Oneness University. So, and here in the United States, you have Fairfield, Iowa, Maharishi Vedic City. And there are a few places around the world where these communities exist. So, yeah. Would you like me to talk about the outer freedom a little bit?
Yes, that's fine.
All right, so we'll have a balance between the two.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are interested, you can join my company as an affiliate under Ted Marr You can receive income for liberating people. We'll call you Ambassador of Freedom. We have a two-tier affiliate system, which will generate overrides to support the Out of This World projects, and it'll also generate a nice income for you. In fact, if you can introduce me to a large audience of people, there are very large amounts of money that could be made for you to help liberate this world as an ambassador of freedom, helping people get rid of debts and move into the world's best natural law trust for being exempt from not only income tax, but also filing returns. That's all at our website as well, freethisworld.com. So that's available. And yeah, be free from the old paradigm, of debts and taxes.
I have to, if you don't mind, Nostradamus has come in, and I want to give you some messages.
Hi, Nostradamus.
Yes, he's a, he said that in the future, government will not be as important as it is now. We still will have government.
Yes.
But people will know how to act and how to regulate their behavior, among others.
Yes.
And so the need for a police force.
Right.
You'll still have them, but it won't be as relied upon as now, because people will know how to act.
You look at the universe. You see how beautifully the planets rotate around the sun, and the sun rotates around the galaxy, and everything moves in such celestial harmony and beautiful, noiseless, smooth, order and symmetry.
Right.
There is no police force out there threatening the Earth that if you get out of your orbit, we're going to arrest you and, you know, punish you and all that. That's not the way the universe is governed. It's governed through bliss, because all these planetary bodies are living beings with consciousness. They feel, they're sentient, they are conscious, and they can sense. If they deviate slightly from a path, they can feel the decrease in the bliss. And so that is the universe is governed through bliss, or you could also say through love. You know, that's how law works.
It's very interesting. You know, if you look at a flock of birds or a herd of a sheep, for example, or deer or elk or fish, even any living entity, they know how to regulate their own behavior.
Yes.
But I'm not saying that the need for government will go away completely. It just will become less important, because people will know how to regulate their own behavior and treat each other with respect and love.
Yes. They'll become more aware of the constitution of the universe, which is, you know, give happiness to others and give value to others.
One thing, hope you don't mind me bringing you back to this, Townsend, but you talked about this experience you had in 1976.
Uh-huh.
How did they give you a date for that at all, or was it kind of general? I mean, do you have a feeling for how I know things are changing on the planet, and society and the planet is becoming a much more enlightened and beautiful place. But did they give you an idea of how long that process would take or when it would happen?
First of all, there was no they, because I stepped into it.
I
stepped into the completed golden age myself. It's like, imagine you were with me and you were just able to time travel, and we're just going to go together.
Right.
And we're just going to walk around in this new world and experience it for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. Wow. it was kind of a window of feeling like it's around this time in the next decade or so.
Okay.
A feeling like, there was also a sense that it had happened so quickly and smoothly that everyone was shocked. Everyone was surprised. That it seems like to get to a utopia like that would take hundreds of years or thousands of years, or it would take great turbulence and violence.
Right.
And
right.
Neither of those things had happened. It had happened fairly quickly, and it had happened relatively smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the turbulence that would need to happen has already happened.
Interesting.
It has already happened. We've been through that already. So
That's the message I get, too. And the other message I get, too, Townsend, is that this year, last year, but especially this year, will be a very pivotal year in human history.
Yes.
What happens this year, the decisions we make this year, will affect us not only for hundreds but thousands of years to come.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make important decisions to make, but we've got to make the right choices. And the right choices, I think, needs to be based upon service to others and service and decisions based upon your heart mind, not your logical mind so much, but your heart mind. as to what you believe and the sense from the higher spirits, higher angelic realm, about what's best for you, not only for you, but also for others in the planet as well.
What I saw was that something had happened to the entire population. An unprecedented global transformation had taken place. I tuned into the collective memory of the human species and knew that just prior to the global transformation, evil, suffering, ignorance, lovelessness, all the negative characteristics of the dark forces had finally become so pervasive that a point was reached where it had been deeply understood for the first time collectively and then transcended and transmuted. It was all in the past now. So there was this certain beautiful, mysterious something that everyone on Earth knew collectively. A kind of indescribable knowing had flashed in the twinkling of an eye in the consciousness of everyone, like a universal recognition of the existence of enlightenment, of the destiny of everyone awakening to it, and of the obvious intelligence in living in a tremendously celebrated, festive, free, and ecstatic way everywhere all the time. After this point of worldwide transformation, everyone and everything will have a beautiful inner illumination and music. Mm-hmm. Universal affluence and abundance for everyone will exist. Basic necessities such as food, clothing, and shelter will be automatically provided for every person without having to work for it. No one will be forced to work. Some will indeed not work, but will continue to contribute very tangible and valuable vibrations and communications. And those who do work will do what they enjoy, and therefore will have a tremendous skill, talent, professionalism, and quality. And it'll be completely voluntary at all times for everyone. Real and complete freedom will finally exist universally.
Go ahead. I got something I want to tell you. So go ahead.
I saw that worldwide transportation mm-hmm. and communications will be available to everyone, even children, either free or at nominal cost. Vast new scientific insights and inventions harmonious with nature. Vast new mental abilities will be commonplace.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect and superhuman physical health will be enjoyed by everyone. People will live in the body as long as desired and leave the body pleasantly whenever they wish.
Mm-hmm.
Religious, political, racial, philosophical, and all other former reasons for differences will have each attained a fulfillment in unity. Differences will no longer dominate. They will remain as the spice and variety of human uniqueness, but unity and oneness will be the new universally accepted standard. And it will not be a rule that people follow from the outside at all, but rather a heartfelt insight spontaneously obvious within each person. Everyone everywhere will naturally and innocently love each other. No one will seem like a stranger. Individual differences will be greater than before by far, but at the same time, these will be sources of joy and intrigue, and everyone will feel only friendly brotherhood and sisterhood with all other beings. And do you know the true meaning of the word university?
Hmm.
Unity in diversity.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Tonton, if I may share this with you. This will be in my new book that will be published here within a month or so. But in 1952, the Pleiadians met with, on behalf of the Galactic Alliance, they met with President Eisenhower, and they offered to create the kind of world you just talked about.
Uh-huh.
But President Eisenhower at the time, he was a good man. I like President
yes.
Eisenhower. But at the time, the United States was involved with this Cold War with the Soviet Union. And he didn't feel comfortable with that because they wanted him to give up his nuclear weapons, which would have been a really good idea. And the Pleiadians would have helped create a beautiful society like you talked about. After that, in 1957, there was a being called Valiant Thor
mm-hmm.
who was given VIP status. He was from the Galactic Alliance, and he offered President Eisenhower again the same options. He offered to have free energy to get rid of oil
mm-hmm.
instead of polluting the planet, and ability to heal all diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And Eisenhower actually was in favor of it because he went through World War II, was tired of people fighting all the time. And the person who was against it was Richard Nixon, his vice president,
mm-hmm.
and the Joint Chiefs of Staff who wanted weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So we lost that opportunity. And then President Kennedy, he tells me, he wanted to do that again.
Yes.
Back in 63, and then he was murdered.
And he was murdered not only for bringing back non-Federal Reserve money, but also for wanting to expose the ET presence.
Exactly, right. Mm-hmm. 10 days before he was murdered, on November 22, 1963. On November 12th, he issued a directive to the CIA to disclose all of their UFO files,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another fellow, another president, Jimmy Carter, who formed a UFO disclosure commission back in 1977 or 78 when he was elected. He appointed a gentleman named Alfred Weber up in Canada, who lives up in Canada now. And as a result of that, Alfred tells me in a radio interviews in the past that that both George Bush Sr. and Donald Rumsfeld put out hits on him to try to have him murdered too. But he fled to Mexico and now lives up in Canada. He doesn't come down to the United States anymore.
Well, I wanted to give the listeners access to the further information we mentioned, because for everyone interested in more about the Golden Age and the meditation, we'll send you by email a free report. And there's nothing to sell, nothing to buy. It's just information. It's just a blessing.
Well, thanks.
And that's something by clicking on Contact Us at freethisworld.com. You can write to us, and we'll be happy to provide that. For those who want to become an affiliate with us at freethisworld.com, you would click on More and then on Affiliates. That'll take you to our affiliate section. And for those who are interested in eliminating your debts in the United States or setting up a trust to be tax exempt, all of that information is on the homepage at freethisworld.com.
Interesting.
So,
interesting.
The emotional, that's an important part of the emotional and sensory quality of the vision is fascinating. It's as different from dreams or fantasies as day is from night.
Mm-hmm.
It's so blissful. The light is so bright. The colors are so vivid. The joy is so real. So there was a sense of, and I'm not the only one who's had these kinds of experiences, but there was a sense of this is absolute reality. It's like knowing with a capital K, you know. This is already the case on a subtle plane.
Wow.
It may have been delayed by what happened with, Eisenhower. It may have been delayed by various things in the last few years. But it's not stopping it.
No, it's destiny for the planet.
It's still
and for the
unfolding.
People of this. It's still unfolding.
It's still unfolding. It's being mm-hmm. adjusted according to the collective free will.
Right.
You know.
Look how beautiful and bright. There's a beautiful white light in the studio now. The sun has just come in, but it's more than that because we have a lot of angelic energy here. And I can see it and feel it. So we have a lot of beautiful spirits here today in addition to us in the third dimension. So,
one of them is my beloved partner, Mariananda, who is shining her bright light here.
Wonderful. Wonderful, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the angels always let me know when we're on track because they come to this white light in the studio.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
Well, everyone, can you feel it going out through the airwaves? And
I'm sure they can.
Showing up on the radio.
I'm sure they can.
Yeah.
Well, I've been talking to Nostradamus on the other side, and he said that this process will be completed by 2038.
Mm-hmm.
And in the next 5 to 10 years, especially 10 years out, and maybe faster, sooner than that, the abilities that psychics like myself have of reading other people's minds, of remote viewing people's situations, places in the past, present, and future, eventually everybody will have that capability.
Yes.
And so, for example, in the court system, if you have a criminal or civil case and a plaintiff or defendant and the judges or jury is trying to figure out who's telling the truth, all you have to do is sit there, read their minds, and boom, the case is over with.
Mm-hmm.
And then people who try to commit crimes or whatever will just give up.
The higher the frequencies, the brighter the light, the harder it is to hide anything.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll be a time of truth. I had Susan Miller on my show, a wonderful astrologist from New York City, back in 3 years ago now in April. And she said one thing I always remember. She said stuck in my mind that this is a time of truth.
Yes.
That things that are true will become even truer, and those that are false and fall by the wayside. And I think we're seeing that now throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things are coming self-evident that were just hidden before. And I think we're going to be seeing more of those. We're going to be seeing more of those kinds of revelations coming up in the future.
Well, I had a book that I wrote and published in 97 called Sovereignty Consciousness. And mm-hmm. it talks about how each of us is sovereign. You mentioned that earlier.
Right.
And my new one that's forthcoming, and I'm hoping I will finish mine in 2017, is called Cosmic Renaissance, mm-hmm. Enlightenment and the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
And in there I talk about the three phases of world history. We mm-hmm. are presently at the end of phase two. Mm-hmm. Phase one was characterized by innocence and ignorance. It happened many millennia ago, and it was characterized by no knowledge of the laws of the universe, mm-hmm. even though the conditions on Earth were of paradise, heaven, the Garden of Eden, as recorded in the myths and legends of all cultures. The second phase is the one now nearing an end, and we call it guilt and knowledge. Mm-hmm. It's characterized by duality, the mm-hmm. gradual learning of the laws of the universe through alternation of violation of these laws and harmony with them. Mm-hmm. And that's why today's TV, movies, popular culture are filled with opposites.
Right.
Joy and sorrow, pain and pleasure, the villain versus the heroes, love and hate, success right. and failure, you know. And this third phase that is just now beginning to dawn for a small minority of mankind and mm-hmm. is coming soon on a widespread global level, mm-hmm. his qualities are innocence and knowledge. It's the regaining of the innocence of the first phase while retaining the knowledge of the second phase. Mm-hmm. And so this phase is the utopian first phase regained, while at the same time the knowledge of the universal laws gained in the second phase is also retained. So this is the phase of the real heaven on earth because it's irreversible.
Beautiful.
Now, when you attain that, you cannot lose it. You cannot revert.
Beautiful.
Because now you've been there, done that.
Beautiful.
You know, you've known it.
Beautiful.
And so that's widespread enlightenment, and the arts will reflect this.
And I have to tell you too, there's a lady named Mary Rodwell in Australia. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know. Do you know her, Tanzan?
Uh-uh.
Beautiful woman. She does work into crystal children and indigo children who reincarnated into this planet from other dimensions and other realities. And I know that from talking to you today, you're not from around here. you're not from around here. But a lot of very advanced souls are reincarnating into planet Earth now. And for those couples out there who have children or just have young children now or newborns, many of the children coming in today are these beautiful crystal beings, indigo children, so-called, from other dimensions and other higher other advanced civilizations who are reincarnating now to help us with this transition to the higher dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to parents before about their children, how spiritual they are, how loving and kind they are. And it's not true for everyone, but there's a significant portion of the kids coming in today are these beautiful soul beings who are light workers trying to help this planet.
It's about time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah. Welcome to planet Earth.
Really?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've got a couple minutes left, and I want to give you the rest of the time to talk, but before we do, I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Tanzan's a very interesting man, and the for more information you go to about his products and also about his spiritual philosophy and meditation is www.freethisworld.com. One week from today, I'll be broadcasting live from Domanur in Italy, outside Milano in northern Italy. It's a beautiful place, and it's an attempt at creating a utopian community that was created back in 1975, about 41, 42 years ago. And they consult spirits and they consult psychics and oracles to determine the future of the community. And I hope to participating in one such event on the 12th of January, and then I'll be doing my show on the 13th. They're an amazing place, and I'm sure I'll have lots of interesting things to
look forward to hearing more about it. Yeah,
yeah, it's a fascinating place. I've always wanted to go. I'll be going there as their guest. So a lot of people know that there's a better way to organize society, and so I'm very interested to see how they work. They have a minimal governing structure, and people are very spiritual, and psychics like myself help determine community decisions. So mm-hmm. I'm interested to see how they do things there. And anyway, we have about a minute left, and Tanzan, I want to give you the rest of the time for your wonderful interview today.
Well, you know, in conclusion, with the U.S. presidential election campaign just behind us, I'll just share this. In a small town, once someone asked, "What's the election today for?" A bureaucrat answered, "It is to determine whether we shall have a convention to nominate delegates who will be voted on as to whether they will attend a caucus, which will decide whether we form a committee to have a primary to determine whether the people want to vote on the same question next year."
Well, that's funny. But that's true. I mean, we have a very cumbersome process.
So I'd rather move on to universal government, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the coming years. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's why we have natural law trusts, and we can eliminate debts because we tune into the different dimensions and strata of law.
Wonderful. Well, Tonson, thank you so much for coming on today. Mary Nanda, I really appreciate you being here. And I hope everyone has a wonderful and happy new year. I think this year is going to be a wonderful new year for the planet. And I'll be broadcasting next week from Damanur in northern, beautiful northern Italy. Happy New Year, everyone. Bye-bye.